A little bushy animal?
Yeah, real common things.
A squirrel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
There's the cat squirrels. Then there's a fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Which one's bigger?
The fox squirrel's the biggest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What about something that's a little smaller than a squirrel that has little stripes down its back?
Weasel?
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of a chipmunk or a ground squirrel?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Heard of what?
The chipmunks and the ground squirrel.
What's the difference?
I haven't seen them, but I've heard of them. The chipmunks and the ground squirrel.
They don't have them around here?
Yeah, I think they do sometimes. But now the groundhog,
mm-hmm.
What about him?
That's a bigger sort of animal.
What?
Is the groundhog a bigger?
No. I ain't never seen the groundhog, but I've seen his skin.
Uh-huh.
When you get him, it's skinny, and he... The skin is about that big square. It makes the best powder puff you ever put powders on your face with.
He's just as big as your hand?
Yeah, he looks big thing about like that.
Huh. Oh, I know what. That's what I would call a mole.
A mole?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, they are called moles too, but
yeah.
they
gray.
Color. They go in the ground. They get to living in the ground.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've seen them dead.
I've seen them dead, but they ain't much bigger than a rat.
Yeah.
Ain't as big as some rats.
What kinds of fish do people get around here?
Mud cats, blue cats. In some places they got them in the ponds and things, blue cats, and perch, and all kinds of little things in there.
Mm-hmm. What, say if you want to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Earthworms is good bait.
Mm-hmm.
And other things too, with that little earthworm, they stretch, you know, put them on your hook.
Uh-huh. What about a kind of fish that you can use for bait?
Use them little worms.
Uh-huh. Or kind of a fish that you can use?
Perch. Catch a big fish with.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of a minnow or a shiner?
Yes, sir. I've seen a many one.
Many of what?
Them little perch. Them little minnows.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
What about they get these from around the Gulf or the Bay. They go out in these boats and they drag nets out in the water. And they get something, it's not a fish exactly, but something comes in a little sort of shell.
Snails?
No, something they get from the salt water.
And it's in a shell?
Well, not really a shell. It's a real thin shell. But it's something that's about kind of shaped like that once it's got its head cut off.
I ain't very familiar on the sea stuff like that, what comes out of the sea now, and fish.
Well, what different things do people get from the sea besides fish?
Well, I don't...
That you've heard of. I mean,
well, they tell me there's just plenty of things that's in the sea that people gets out of the sea.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's sea cows and everything else in the sea.
Uh-huh.
They say that all kinds of animals is in the bottom of the sea.
What about the...
Them sea girls. You ever see one of them?
I've seen pictures. I don't think I've ever seen one.
The sea girl, what did the picture look like?
You mean a mermaid or something like that?
Yeah, it's a mermaid. That's what they call sea girls.
Yeah, well, half was a fish and half was a girl.
That's what I said. That's just what I've said.
They have those?
They got them in the sea, they tell me. Then I've had people say that they get out on chunks and the sun be shining warm weather and comb them. They have long hair and they comb it with the fingers. Now, I didn't see that now. But I've heard that.
Yeah. I've heard of this. What about something that they get to eat, though?
No, I don't know what them nasty girls eat. Fish, no. I reckon.
I mean, well, something that people get, they get these boats out and